This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's a big one. This Hurricane Florence is a big one. We'll get back to that in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau Studios. They are the main title sponsor of this show. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world, including the first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins are investment quality. Get all six coins for only $99. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, and you get free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance as well. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. We've got to support the sponsors of this show. You get to listen for free because they are signing the front of the checks. 800-885-GOLD. Get started now. You got to get gold. You got to get silver. You got to get precious metals because you just have no idea what's coming. The national debt is so large. As great a job as Trump's doing, the deficit is up again. It's going to hit $1 trillion. It's an amazing number. And you don't know when the you-know-what is going to hit the fan. And this whole country goes down like a deck of cards. USGoldBureau.com/root. USGoldBureau.com/root. Tell them you heard about it on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call the number. We love your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. So this hurricane is absolutely a big one. They're calling it a monster. As Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm, drove toward the East Coast today, lawmakers from three states in the monster storm's path have ordered mass evacuations. The governor of North Carolina, who stayed alongside South Carolina and Virginia, is forecast to see a life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds from the storm, warned residents of potential extreme conditions. This storm is a monster. It's big. It's vicious. It's extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane. The waves and the wind the storm may bring is nothing like you've ever seen. Even if you've ridden out storms before, this one is different. Don't bet your life on riding on a monster. President Trump on Tuesday was given an update on Florence by the head of FEMA and vowed the government was prepared to respond to the impending hurricane, adding the public safety was his absolute highest priority. So if you live in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, you're listening to the show, you've got to listen this time. It's rare I say listen to the government, right? I can't stand the government. But this time, you got to listen to the government. This time, you got to head to safety. This time, you got to heed the warnings because it's a bad one. All right. Obama's corrupt Attorney General Eric Holder unleashes on President Trump on the 9/11 anniversary. Let's see what good old Eric had to say. He should be in prison. Why he's walking around speaking as a free man, I have no idea. President Trump was expressing his frustration with the corrupt DOJ under Jeff Sessions. He grabbed a quote from Fox Business host Lou Dobbs saying Eric Holder could be running the Justice Department right now and it would be behaving no differently than it is. This is a true statement to anyone paying attention. The DOJ is being run by anti-American Obama holdovers and deep state operatives thanks to Sessions' recusal. Obama's corrupt AG Eric Holder freaked and slammed President Trump and Lou Dobbs in response. He said, "This is not a day for the usual unhinged Trump politics. This is a day to remember the innocent Americans we lost and the brave first responders who gave their lives. They're the best of America, and we should honor their sacrifice." Do you think the holders of the world just sit back and laugh at us? They just must sit back and laugh as they say things like that. Like, you really care about first responders. You're a big pro-cop guy, Eric Holder. Oh, yeah, right. Gun safety measures. He's big on gun safety measures, too. That's another one. He says, "My DOJ would and did care and continue to fight for protections for voting rights, health care, climate, LGBTQ rights, gun safety measures, criminal justice reform, would stand up to congressional hacks and for the career people at the DOJ. Are you and crazy Louie nuts?" He says, gun safety measures. Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, was killed on December 14, 2010 because a former AG Holder's Fast and Furious criminal gun running operation was, of course, unavailable for comment. But Eric Holder and other liberals with comments today. Students told to stop chanting USA at a high school football game honoring 9/11 because it's racist. Students at a Southern California high school were told to stop chanting USA, USA at a special patriotic football game honoring 9/11 because it's offensive and racist. It was Aliso Miguel High School in Orange County, California. Can you imagine? We're told to stop chanting USA, USA at Friday night's football game where the students wore red, white, and blue to honor Patriots Day, September 11th. The Gateway pundit obtained an email sent to parents addressing this controversy. In the first part of the email, Denny Christensen, the principal of Aliso Miguel High School, said two offensive signs referencing Obama and Trump were removed. Dear Wolverine community, I would like to update you regarding a controversy that occurred regarding a football game Friday night versus Santa Ana High School. The information below will be shared with the media today. Friday's football game was our red, white, and blue game. Students traditionally dress patriotically in USA colors for a home football game that falls close to 9/11. This type of game is intended as a patriotic celebration and is common in Orange County. Many schools have a similar themed game. Our ASB students typically make spirit signs for each home game and did so for this game as well. Two signs were posted which were political in nature. One referenced President Obama, other referenced President Trump. When assistant principals and I arrived at the stadium before the game, we learned of the above potentially controversial signs. We removed the signs. Somewhere after the first quarter, the Santa Ana principal, Jeff Bishop, came to our sideline. Santa Ana High School, which is comprised of nearly all Hispanics, claimed people were reportedly holding signs that said, "Build the wall." No one else recalls seeing these signs. Principal Bishop also said the students chanting USA after a touchdown was disrespectful and hurtful to his students and community. Aliso Miguel's principal, Denny Christian, sent an email to parents. She expressed sadness and regret that the students at Santa Ana High School had been hurt and that she capitulated to Principal Bishop's request for the students to stop chanting USA after he threatened to remove his team from the field and contact the media. Unbelievable. The game was a patriotic observance of 9/11, she said, and in no way intended as an affront to Santa Ana High School, and I stated that many schools have such a game. Principal Bishop said that if our students continued to chant USA, he would remove his team from the field and contact the media. Wow. Can you believe this stuff? You can't even believe it. In conclusion, Ms. Christensen said, going forward, I'll be meeting with our student leaders and staff. We'll consider how we might have communicated more in advance about the purpose of red, white, and blue game to avoid misunderstanding. I'm deeply saddened that anyone could categorize our students or community as racist. I've made that very clear. We have nothing but respect for Santa Ana High School and all the students. This is the problem with America. Liberals selling us out. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Liberal sellouts. All right, so in the midst of 9/11 and the solemnness of that, in the midst of all the liberal crazy people making horrible comments about President Trump, in the midst of the Navy evacuating 30 warships out of Norfolk as Hurricane Florence bears down, in the midst of nuclear power plants at risk of a direct hit by Hurricane Florence, you're saying, Wayne, can we get a little good news? Sure. The Trump economy is good news. Small business optimism. What did I tell you? On this show, I told you a few days ago when I read my column that small business optimism was the second highest in history behind only Reagan. Trump only trailed Reagan, and I mean by the tiniest amount in history, the second most popular president ever, according to small business people. And guess what? Now he's the most popular ever. In the month of August, the latest small business optimism poll is out, and Trump has passed Reagan, 109 to 108. Trump is more popular with small business owners than Ronald Reagan. And I've got a commentary I'll read you a little later in the show that will explain to you exactly why he's so popular with small business owners. More good news. U.S. job openings climbed to a record 6.9 million. The number of job openings is now 6.94 million, a clear sign that a booming economy is entering the second half of the year with a big dollop of momentum. Job openings rose from 6.82 million in June to 6.94 million in July. About 5.68 million people were hired, 5.53 million lost their jobs. Such a high level of what economists call churn is common in the huge U.S. economy. The share of people left jobs on their own, known as the quits rate, rose a notch to 2.7%. The quits rate was 2.4% among all workers, also near a record high. Workers who switch jobs usually get better pay than those who remain in their old ones, and more people switch when they are confident about the economy. So the switch rate is very high and just near the all-time high. It's 2.7. The all-time high was 2.9% set in 2001. Job openings increased the most in insurance, finance, and manufacturing. So the U.S. economy is just booming. Unemployment at 3.9. The economy at GDP at 4.2. Amazing. First time in 100 years that's happened. And one more great article. Middle class income is finally back to where it was in 2000. Wow. Income has only just returned to where it was in 2000. Thanks, Obama. The typical family of three had an income just under $78,450 in 2016, which used the most recent data available in 2000. It was just under $78,100. So whatever advances the middle class made in the early 2000s were snuffed out by the Great Recession. And we're finally back to just about where we were in the year 2000. Upper middle class families have seen a little bit of uptick. 187,900 in 2016 compared to 183,700 in 2000. But ironically, the poor have yet to climb back. These households had a median income of 25,600, which was lower than the 27,000 they made in the year 2000. So explain something to me. In 2016, it was the president, Barack Obama. Trump was elected at the end of 16. So Barack Obama was the president. And Barack Obama presided over the crushing of the poor, whose income went from $27,000 to $25,000 16 years later. And yet Democrats claim their ideas are good for the poor. It's pretty funny. When we get back, Tucker Carlson reveals explosive emails from Google's executives. Now, the company actively assisted Hillary to win the 2016 election. This is what you call collusion. Forget Russia. Google is the colluder.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio portfolios previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/route. usgoldbureau.com/route. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now.
There's...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. Swiss Wave is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, listen up, or perhaps even if you want to be one for the first time ever, this is a great opportunity. This is your opportunity. It's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners, meaning you don't have to be a doctor. Non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. How wonderful. No insurance. How wonderful. And could be up and running in 30 days. Beautiful. Priceless. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify and what you need to qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462. Do it today or go to medicalpartnership.info, medicalpartnership.info, 800-235-1462. Interesting business opportunity. Interesting place to advertise it on this show with Wayne Allen Root. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. So, other things in the news. Tucker Carlson reveals explosive email from Google. So forget about Russian collusion. It was Google colluding with Hillary Clinton and the Democrats to try and win the election. It didn't work, but that's what happened. Tucker Carlson released an email from a Google executive who admitted in her correspondence to top Google officials how disappointed she was Hillary Clinton lost after all of the work the company did for Hillary as a silent donation. The email came from senior employee Eliana Murillo, the former head of Google's multicultural marketing department. Really, what's a multicultural marketing department? Does that mean no whites allowed? Is that what that means? Eliana is what it looks like to me. Eliana Murillo deployed the company's resources to increase voter turnout in ways she believed would help the Clinton campaign win in the last election. Eliana sent the email November 9th, 2016, the day after the presidential election. It was forwarded by two Google vice presidents to more staff members throughout the company. She touted Google's multifaceted efforts to boost Hispanic turnout, specifically in battleground states. She knows Latinos voted in record numbers in states like Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, a key state for us. Eliana admitted Google used its power to ensure millions of people saw certain hashtags and social media impressions. The goal was to influence behavior during the election. Google also supported partners like Voto Latino to offer rides to polling stations. Google described this as a silent donation to the far-left group. So here's the proof that Google is using its power to shape American election speech and culture. Isn't it about time Republicans and the U.S. government act on Google? You're damn right it is. What a disgrace. And I could tell you, you know, here's an interesting thing, because most of you have never done this in your lives. I have written so many books. what am I on? Book number 12 or 13, whatever I'm on. I've written, I think, 13 books. And in every one of them, I do tons and tons of research online, and I Google whatever I'm looking for. And so if I'm looking for facts about the how terrible the Obama economy is, I just enter that into Google, and there'd be 100 articles pop up and about how terrible the Obama economy is. Try that now. Google is like communist brainwashing. They've changed their algorithms. You cannot Google something bad about Obama or Hillary. It's buried way in the back. The first 100 articles that pop up are all good stories about Obama. And all the articles that pop up are from pro-Obama publications and websites. So it's nothing but, you know, New York Times, L.A. Times, Huffington Post saying wonderful things about Hillary if you Google Hillary, and wonderful things about Obama if you Google Obama, whereas it used to fairly show articles by Wayne Root at The Blaze or Wayne Root at Fox News or Wayne Root at Breitbart or Wayne Root at Personal Liberty. I did it at 1,000 sites. Wayne Root at the Las Vegas Review Journal. That doesn't come up anymore. Google has buried all conservative thought and facts, and they've put forward all the liberal fake news. So that's just as bad. That influences elections right there. And it shows you, you know, why there's so many crazy people out there. They Google and they find out only bad stuff about Trump. That's why a Democrat socialist just threatened a mass shooting at a Trump hotel. Newly released text messages reveal Strzok and Page discussed media leak strategy ahead of the Carter Page FISA warrant, so the FBI was leaking on purpose. New evidence suggests Glenn Simpson and Chris Steele were working together on the Trump-Russia fake dossier long before previously claimed. Joe DiGenova says Yates and Rice and Biden and Comey and Obama met in the White House to discuss targeting Mike Flynn, Trump's guy. Lots of good stories coming up. Racist Democrats cheer the elimination of white men from the field of candidates. That's coming up next. Unbelievable. When does it ever stop? The crazy liberals. When we come back, we'll have all of that and more. Plus a good guest coming up. Wayne Allyn Root, Worn Out, USA Radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News. With mandatory evacuations already issued for parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, millions of Americans are preparing for what could become one of the most catastrophic hurricanes to hit the eastern seaboard in decades. Hurricane Florence is currently a Category 4 hurricane and about 350 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the time to evacuate is now.
We have four big highways leading from the coast. They will all be going, all lanes will be open only in one direction, that is away from the coast. We don't want to gamble with a single South Carolina life. We want to be sure everybody's safe. This might be inconvenient for some people, but we can worry about the inconvenience later.
The Irish government announced Tuesday that the planned trip by President Trump to Ireland has been postponed due to a scheduling problem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now, Cenogenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You want to look better, you want to feel better. You want to feel younger, you want to look thinner and be thinner, the answer is Cenogenics. They are the global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They've done a fabulous job for me. I look and feel the best in many, many years, probably many, many decades. I eat more, and I eat more times a day. And I love the food, and I'm losing weight. I've lost about 10 pounds. And I've gained a ton of muscle, and I work out half of what I used to work out. I work out between 30 minutes and 45 minutes a day. It seems to get less every week. I went from 2 hours to an hour. Now I'm down to 30 to 45 minutes a day. And yet I'm losing weight like crazy and gaining muscle like crazy. I'd explain that. It's Cenogenics. If you're free, no-obligation consultation, call from anywhere in the United States. Toll-free, 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Toll-free anywhere in the USA. 888-YOUNGER or register at Cenogenics.com. C-E-N-E-GENICS, G-E-N-I-C-S, free, no obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Thank you, Cenogenics, for sponsoring this show. It's been a two-week absence for James Hurston because we blew it last week. We got crazy busy and didn't call him. I can't even believe it happened, and he's so busy, I asked him to come on the next day, and he couldn't do it. He doesn't have any time. So we missed him for 2 weeks. So, James, I'm going through Hurston withdrawal.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry for that. Well, I went through war withdrawal.
There
so
you go.
So now we can get a fix.
It's here a mutual admiration society is what it is. So we always like to talk about some of the Hollywood gossip and Hollywood news and poke fun at how weird all these Hollywood people are. Jim Carrey makes, what, $20, $30 million a film, and he had the nerve to say on Bill Maher's show the other day, which I've been on, that we have to say yes to socialism, that it's so important that we don't demonize socialism with Venezuela, that Venezuela is not the right example, right? What do you make of these Hollywood morons? Is there any brain between their ears? What is the deal?
Well, the first thing is Jim Carrey now has a new movie he's making because he appeared on Bill Maher. It's Dumb and Dumber, the documentary.
Yeah.
He's proving he is both dumb. Well, I think we call him dumbest. But it's absurd for somebody like Jim Carrey who lived because of the free market. I mean, he made movies. Obviously, his movies, they weren't Academy Award movies. They weren't Citizen Kane. They're fun. They're slapsticky comedy geared to a younger crowd. And he's made a fortune. He's a very wealthy man. And he obviously doesn't know history. He doesn't know that socialism full blown is communism. And Venezuela is exactly what happens with socialism if it's practiced. You cannot have a flourishing economy. And by the way, Venezuela was one of the richest, wealthiest, most flourishing economies in that region in South America. And thanks to Hugo Chavez and this guy Maduro, it's been turned into the cesspool that it is, where people are so starving that they're eating their pets. And it is horror. And, you know, so the social media had great suggestions for Jim Carrey, and they said that he should set the example and start handing away his money, showing that he believes in Karl Marx, and that he should, in fact, just give away all his wealth. And I have yet to see that that's going to happen. I don't believe that's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It never happens. It doesn't happen with communist leaders, you know? I mean, they all tell everyone to be a good commie, and then they're all living the great life. I mean, it was Fidel Castro had, I believe, 11 homes all over Cuba, 11 mansions all over Cuba, stocked with the best cars in the world, the best cigars in the world, and the most beautiful women in the world. I heard he had like 20 women, a harem at every single mansion. So, you know, these guys all live the most incredible lives, who are communist dictators, while everybody else gets screwed and has miserable lives for the rest of their lives, where they barely survive, they barely eat, their family has no hope. But Fidel is, in a hot tub with five gorgeous Playboy models. That's socialism right there. That's it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. It's an oligarchy where the party members basically control the wealth and don't care that everyone else is miserable. And but, you know, obviously we know that the pie that they're talking about, getting their piece of the pie, that with the free market, the pie gets bigger and everyone has a chance. But the thing is, Bill Maher, and he's another very wealthy man, has now made his program into this forum because, you know, Bill Maher is praising the Democratic Party's jilt to the left and this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a complete dunce, who has done these interviews that by any other stretch would end the career of the politician. And but here's Bill Maher praising them, and that was the context to which this conversation about socialism came out, and Jim Carrey said that. Yeah, so you know what, but the one thing we have to say, though, the more Democrats embrace socialism and talk and say, I'm a socialist and I believe in socialism, the better it's going to be for the midterm elections and for the 2020 elections, because America's not going to stand for that.
Let's hope. Let's hope. I mean, look, when you see a former Republican congressman like Joe Scarborough acting like a pet seal because he likes MICA so much, you know, and he wants to impress her, and so he's willing to compare Donald Trump to 9/11 and say Trump is worse for America than 9/11. That's what I call him, a pet seal. That's what he is at this point. He just says whatever will make MICA happy, and she claps. And so my question is, what the hell ever happened to Joe Scarborough? Is this like the weakest-willed human being that ever lived?
Well, that's a good way to describe it. I mean, I've met Joe Scarborough. I used to appear, you know, if people don't remember this, he had an evening show on MSNBC where he was a conservative host. And it's so far removed from Morning Joe. So this guy, I mean, Joe Scarborough, in addition to being addicted to Mika, he is addicted to his gig. He makes good money. He likes the fame. He never had that in his life, and he wants to hold on to it, and he made a determination that to get fame for him and to be accepted by the mainstream media types that he loves to cuddle up to, that it would be a career move for him to switch on Trump. Remember, this guy was Trump's best buddy during the primary season. He had him on the show almost every day, on the phone, if not in person. He was a supporter of Trump. So this, he's a consummate phony. That's, you know, and whether it's because of his relationship with Mika, I think he'd be phony anyway. And it makes me wonder what his core beliefs really are. Because I really, with a person like that who does 180s within a moment's notice, he's a conservative host, then he's a liberal host, he's a Republican, now he's a Democrat, he's a Trump supporter, and in his blindness, what he's done, actually, he should be fired. Because if Roseanne's going to lose her show, if people are going to, if Les Moonves is going to step down, what Joe Scarborough did was a horrible thing. Premeditated article for the Bezos-owned, Amazon-owned Washington Post that insulted America in a disgusting way and insulted the victims. And we're talking about a lot of victims. Over 3,000 dead, over 6,000 injured. And he did it on the day where we have an anniversary, where we remember, which we must, September 11th, 2001, and this guy politicizes it and uses it to slam Donald Trump. What he said, of course, is ludicrous, to say that Trump hurts the, quote, dream of America more than the terrorists who took down the World Trade Center buildings. Disgraceful, disgraceful. And it's way beyond common decency. So he's so blind and wants attention so much that I do think he harmed himself this time. I think, I don't know if NBC is going to do anything, but I think his brand has been tarnished.
All right, well, here's someone whose brand actually has been completely tarnished, and it's Les Moonves. His career is now over at CBS. And by the way, what does that mean for his wife, who is the host of, what is it, Big Brother? Is that what the wife is host of?
She's on The Talk, and I think she was involved with Big Brother, but she's on that NBC. NBC has a clone of The View called The Talk, and she has taken a leave of absence from The Talk, and the women that are on The Talk, you know, said kind things about her, but they pretty much tore into Les Moonves, and, you know, basically condemned him. But it has a profound effect on the entertainment industry in Hollywood, having the most powerful guy in television career at CBS end abruptly. And I hear the music, so maybe we'll tease that for the next segment, huh?
Yeah, we'll also tease Ryan Gosling. I'm fighting a little allergy. My throat is a little off today, so excuse me, James. But Ryan Gosling defending the Neil Armstrong film First Man, leaving out the American flag in the moon landing scene. We'll get to that and find out what James Hurston thinks. Our Hollywood expert, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, JamesHurston.com is the website. Brilliant guy. We missed him last week. We're glad he's back. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. More with James Hurston and the Hollywood scene when we get back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text U33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance, completely unaffordable. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My family's a member. My kids are members. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. You know, we talk so much about entertainment, and I've got a set list here, James, we wanted to talk about today. But, you know, it's Maxine Waters that constantly promotes violence against Republicans. And today there was a stabbing event in the Castro Valley. A guy named Farzad Fazeli tried to stab Republican candidate Rudy Peters at his campaign booth at the Castro Valley Fall Festival. And it comes after she had gone out of her way to make some really rude comments again yesterday. And then don't forget the Joe Scarboroughs of the world. All these people who compare Trump to Hitler or Trump to 9/11 or Trump to Osama bin Laden, Trump to Islamic terrorists. And then you wonder why crazy people named Farzad Fazeli wind up trying to stab a Republican congressional candidate with a switchblade. It's just gone way too far.
Oh, it is. No, and this is what the left accuses the right of all the time, claiming, you know, that that the racist and Nazi language, blah, blah, blah. But the haters and the people that are advocating violence are people like Maxine Waters. And we've already seen it. Steve Scalise knows we had somebody, a deranged person, shoot up a GOP softball game. Now we have somebody coming up, attempting to stab Republicans. Maxine Waters is definitely one of the worst. She's the one that came out and basically told her supporters to go out and find members of the cabinet in their day-to-day lives, if they were out shopping or eating or gassing up the car, and basically tell them, you're not welcome here, disrupt, push back against them. There's no question she's inciting violence, and now she's got someone who's listening to her. It is outrageous. Maybe the Secret Service should pay her a visit, you know? And this constant talk about impeachment, she says that her colleagues have told her to tone it down and to stop talking about impeachment. But again, this stuff is playing into the hands of Republicans because it's almost as if they're, an offset of the advantages, the historical advantages that the Democrats have. Democrats are overplaying their hand. They're moving way too far to the left. And they have people like Maxine Waters saying these very extreme kind of statements. She's even vowed yesterday, after Trump is impeached, she's going to get Pence. I'm going to get Pence. So her language is implicitly violent and just terribly wrong. But Maxine Waters gets away with this stuff. But again, the karma is it's going to help the opposition in the midterm election.
And the headline right now in the San Francisco Chronicle is that this Castro Valley man by the name of Farzad Fazeli allegedly cursed Trump right before he tried to stab the GOP congressional candidate. So it's all this hatred being stirred up against Trump and calling him Hitler and KKK and Nazi and comparing him to 9/11. You know, it's got results, man. Things are happening. And by the way, just to show you what hypocrites the liberals are, when you talked about James Hurston, this guy, you know, potentially stabbing a Republican congressional candidate, my thought immediately was, well, doesn't he have bodyguards around him? Well, probably not. Probably not. He's just an average Republican. As a matter of fact, at that shooting, if Steve Scalise hadn't been there, all the other Republicans said they'd all be dead because Steve Scalise has the securities assigned to him because he was the number three man, I guess, in the U.S. House. But without being that high in the leadership, you don't have security tied to you. Meanwhile, I saw that Paul McCartney gave a pop-up concert at Grand Central Station. He's very anti-gun. Grand Central Station, Manhattan, New York. And people were shocked to see Paul McCartney standing there giving a concert right in the middle of Grand Central. Surrounding him were bodyguards with machine guns.
Of course. That, you know, if anything we could talk about all day long would be the hypocrisy of celebrity. The gun hypocrisy is replete. They don't want average Americans to be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights, defend their families. But they defend their families with walls, armed guards, and the like. It's hypocrisy, just like they have with the environment, just like they have with feminism and the Me Too movement.
All right, we are done for the day. James Hurston, another great performance by the New York Times bestselling author, law professor, and Hollywood expert. He brings us the Hollywood Scoop every week on Tuesday afternoons. James, thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. Looking forward to our pick next week.
You got it. Website's jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. I'm sure he'll tell us about a new book coming up soon. We got to get another James Hurston book. We can do all we can to help Mr. Hurston. I'd love to promote all the great guests on my show. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, coming up next. Wayne Allyn Root, me, on Newsmax TV. So switch the TV right now.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hey.